Morning Play with Jesse and MJ.
It's time for another makeup or breakup segment. This is where you guys help us out with relationship issues. If you've got something, you come to us, you can't solve it, well, the collective will of the people.
Right, because we generally have our own ideas, but that's not necessarily the best idea.
Not usually, so. Right. Kelly's on the phone this morning. Kelly, you're having some issues with your husband. What's going on with you?
So, and guys, thank you, by the way, so much for having me on. I love you guys.
Aww.
I listen every day.
Oh, you're buttering us up. I love it.
I know, right?
So my husband is furious with me right now, and I don't see what I did wrong. I don't get it, so I need some help.
I'm sure it was nothing. We'll figure it out.
Really? Really? Come on.
What?
Well, I thought that, too. I thought it was nothing, too. So, all right, here's what happened. I ran out of gas yesterday off of Shelbyville Road. And I called a friend to come and get me to get some gas.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do when you run out of gas?
Exactly.
What's the problem?
Because you ran out of gas again?
No, he's mad that I didn't call him.
Well, why didn't you call him?
Because he was at work over in Indiana, and I didn't want to bug him. And so my friend James was closer, so it was just easier on everyone. So I called James.
James? You called James? So this is a guy friend. Is this a mutual guy friend between the two of you?
Yeah. I mean, yes, he's obviously a guy, but no, he's not a mutual friend. He's just my friend. I've known him for a long time. He's actually like an old ex of mine.
And
he was just closer.
That's why he's mad. You called an ex instead of him, so you picked that one over. So it doesn't matter that he was closer. It's just the fact that he's an
ex. I know.
I
call him for car stuff all the time. Like, he's the one who takes care of my car, and he's a mechanic, and he was closer.
Yeah.
So just, like, doing the logical thing.
But, all right, well, my question is, did you call your husband first, or did you call the mechanic first and just assume that your husband was too busy to help?
I knew he was too busy. I didn't want to bug him at work. Like, it's a really serious job, and it's not, like, the kind of thing he can just drop to come get me, you know?
I don't care. I'd be just as ticked at you as your husband probably is.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
Really?
I mean, I get maybe the ex thing, but if she knows that this guy's going to be able, I mean, he does mechanical stuff.
It'd still make me mad. I think you need to give him the option to turn you down first. I don't know. Maybe I've been wrong. I've been accused of being oversensitive on this show. So I don't. What does everybody else think? 571-1069. This is makeup or breakup. But Kelly, you guys aren't on the verge of breaking up, right?
I mean, he's not speaking to me, so.
Okay, well. All right, so make up. You're on her side, meaning he's in the wrong. He needs to get over it. She was just doing the logical thing. Or break up. You're on his side, like I am.
And all right.
He has a right to be mad.
571-1069.
Make up or break up here on The Morning Play.